If you've been on Twitter enough, you've come across tweets like these.
Temperature's uncertain today. Wanted to ride my bike. Might get working on my novel instead.
Eating fresh pineapple and working on my novel. A day in the life of a Caribbean writer. Hee hee.
Hanging out in a cafe, just working on my novel.
Sat in my bed working on my novel. I smell slightly, but only allowing a shower once, I've written another 5 pages.
Tonight, however, I will not be posting. Instead, I will be writing the hard words. I'm working on my novel this evening. Hashtag wish me luck.
These tweeters are ostensibly writing a novel, but manage to leave a digital trail that indicates they may be doing anything but. Well, Corey Archangel is an artist and computer programmer who started noticing these aspirational tweets and capturing them in a Twitter feed called Working on My Novel, and now they're collected in a book of the same name. Corey Archangel joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I have to ask, are all of these tweets real? Because on your website, you called this book your debut fiction novel.
Yeah, actually, all the tweets in the book are real. Although we decided to call the book fiction, I think in the end, because we thought it was more poetic.
in what way?
It's a really good question. I like that it left a lot of things open. Like, fiction leaves a lot of things open. There's a kind of romance to fiction. And it just seemed like it just opened more doors.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about them, because what you said about romance actually makes me think of some of these posts. I mean, there are some people who clearly romanticize the act of writing a novel, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that was the reason why it was working on my novel and not working on my screenplay or something else, because when I first thought of the idea, I wanted to contrast kind of like status updates with the other end of the spectrum, which is the novel, which I think is a kind of goalpost for the height of kind of romantic creative effort.
So there are, to give people an example of broad categories, there are certainly the TV watchers, right? One example, someone says, working on my novel, but Garth Brooks Live from Vegas is coming back on TV. Nothing will be done for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, that's actually a really great tweet for many reasons for me. One is because when I was growing up, I actually could never do my homework unless the TV was on my whole life. I always need to have something on. Like, I think if you really think about what you do when you're really focusing, it's important to have focus, but it's also important to not have focus. And for me, you know, I'm a fine artist in my day job, I guess. And a lot of what I do is just like wander around and don't do anything. And so I do have a lot of feel for these people who are kind of creatively unfocusing, because it's important.
Now, you know, you're a conceptual artist, and a lot of your art seems to ask people to notice things around them that seem mundane, that we're not looking very closely at, and see them in a different way. Is that where you were going with a project like this, is working on my novel?
Yeah, definitely. I think in these tweets, there's a lot of struggle with creativity, which, you know, I have sympathy for, because that is my entire life. And you get a picture of what people are doing today. And so in something which I think a lot of people would think is insignificant, actually, you know, I hope it expands almost infinitely. And I like to do that with my work, you know, which a lot of times, yeah, is just noticing stuff.
So you mean just in a way we're getting a slice of modern life the way you might look at any novel from 100 years ago and have a slice of life?
Absolutely. That is my hope for the novel, that within this tiny little phrase, and through years of curating, I actually hopefully created something that, yeah, does say something about today and now and people, who we are.
As we mentioned, you did have a Twitter feed with these posts as well. You know, what did the people in the book think of being in the book? I mean, have you heard from the people whose tweets you used?
I've heard from a couple people. Definitely everyone was really excited when I originally reached out to them to be in the book. And
well, since, now they're published.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And also it was an interesting experiment. This book is really an experiment. And it was a chance to be a part of something kind of off the wall a little bit. And I'm internally grateful for their participation.
Corey Archangel, thanks so much for sharing these tweets with us. And best of luck with your work.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Artist, writer, and computer programmer Corey Archangel. His new book, which he calls a novel, is called Working on My Novel.